You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely different. I remember doing our scrimmage the other day, Evan looked over at me and said, wow, like, we're really in a pandemic. Like, our coaches have masks on, there's no fans in the stands. So it's definitely a different feel, but like I said, I think the coaches did a really good job of simulating what the season is going to be like to prepare us for it. And now you just got to just go back to that time where you were a little kid in the backyard and just playing ball and doing what you love in front of no one.
Ty, who was that? What soundbite is that? Who was that from? Saquon. That's Saquon Barkley. That's cute. Fun analogy. You know what that music means? It means Cynthia Freeland's joining us here on 98.7 ESPN. Excited to have her back on board with us every Saturday throughout the NFL season. So, Cynthia, man, somebody pinch me. We're less than a week away from game one, man.
Happy football. We made it.
We made it. Hopefully there won't be any hiccups where we have to be shut down. But I know I had you on in the off season, and you and I had the conversation on air, and I told you I'm not feeling too confident that the NFL is going to start on time. And you told me, you said, hey, just believe in it. It's going to happen. And sure enough, you were right.
I think we spoke it into existence. Now, the next thing is we're going to become millionaires by Christmas. Let's speak that into existence, too.
I love it. All right. So we're going to talk some fantasy and some gambling with Cynthia while we have her on. First things first, there's been a, you know, because of the cuts, you know, there's been some players that I think have gained fantasy football value in the last 24 hours. Antonio Gibson is one of them, running back for that Washington team. Adrian Peterson, no longer on the team. This young man, if you did watch him play at Memphis, exceptional athlete. Wide receiver, cornerback. I look at him like a Chris Thompson that we know now is in Jacksonville. He followed Jay Gruden to Jacksonville. What are your expectations for Gibson? And is this a guy that you feel could be a steal at some point in time in the draft this year?
Everything is all about where you draft someone, right? So don't overdraft. I think people are getting a little ahead of their skis. Maybe I saw the average draft position just shoot way up. I do think there's a ton of value there, but again, don't overestimate it, because I don't exactly think they know exactly what's going on with that O-line yet in terms of how it's going to look, what it's going to be able to do, how it's going to be able to protect anyone that's standing behind it. So that's an interesting question that Washington, you know, we got to see what they do in terms of their O-line. I mean, they're missing a left tackle. That was a really big deal. So he's now elsewhere. He's in San Francisco. So, you know, that's a big miss, big switch. So I would say, yes, tons of value, but don't go, you know, it's not a third round thing. It's like, you know, can I get him after seven? Sure. Why not? Take a flyer on him.
What about New England? They cut veteran running back Lamar Miller. We've been hearing a lot of great things about Damian Harris in that backfield for the Patriots. Thoughts on him, and is this a guy that you would draft in the later rounds?
I never trust the Patriots running back ever, and I think in the later rounds, sure. But you can hear, do you believe anything coming out of Patriots camp ever? No. We all know better than that, right? So, I mean, yeah, sure, later rounds, absolutely. And you know what? You go back and watch his Alabama film, and Damian Harris is great, but we have no idea how he's going to be used this season. We have no idea what it's going to look like. I think all of the rumors that come out of anywhere are always just that, rumors. So just draft accordingly, right? Like, take a nice risk on it, but don't expect too much.
I had a gentleman who called in about an hour ago, and apparently he's got the number 4 pick in his fantasy football draft, and he was asking me how confident I am on Alvin Kamara, and I said, well, I'm pretty confident that the Saints will get something done. And he says, well, no, apparently there's reports out there that he's getting an epidural in his back. Are you hearing anything in regard to injury concerns for Alvin Kamara coming into the season, Cynthia?
You know, it's funny because whenever anyone has a contract situation, there's always rumors. Remember, like, Zeke went to Mexico and blah, like, all these, there's all these different things that come out, right? So I am going to avoid the situation, because I think Kamara, while I think he's one of the top, yes, number 4 would be a great place to draft him in a regular situation, maybe you want to stay away from that and let someone else deal with that headache. unless you could, because even if he misses one game, that could be a huge difference in your fantasy league. So those early games really do matter. So I'm staying away from it, mostly because I also really like Michael Thomas. So I don't like to have too many people on the same team. And I'm all in Michael Thomas. Like, I think he's going to, I think last season he finished, you know, in terms of PPR scoring, he was number three overall in the entire, you know, behind Christian McCaffrey, behind Lamar Jackson. Like, those are the only two people that were ahead of him. So I think I'd rather just stick with Michael Thomas and, you know, let the Alvin Kamara chips fall where they may.
Again, Cynthia Friedland is joining us. You can see her all over the NFL Network, talking all things fantasy as well as gambling. Is there a player in the last 24 hours based on the cuts or maybe anything that you're hearing that a fantasy player now has more value for you that you want to make sure is on your roster and you can get towards the later round, Cynthia?
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I kind of keep it, if anyone comes up like these like late risers, I always get a little scared because they tend to be overdrafted. You know, it'd be great if you had a draft like this morning and you could have gotten someone for a good value, but, you know, like stocks, they like overcorrect, right? So I'm still in on my same people. I think my Michael Thomas call, like I told you, I think he got more value because of the question marks for Alvin Kamara. I think if you look to see, I don't know. I think you got to look and see. I know this is going to sound a little crazy, but the more they can have a little bit of certainty with in terms of running backs in Tampa Bay, and we've been hearing great things about all three of their running backs that are important, and that actually makes it so that a Chris Godwin or a Mike Evans has an even better opportunity to catch more passes, because I think they're going to have to keep passing late in games because their defense does have some holes in the secondary. And I think if you think, okay, if they have got the run game and the pass game, these are going to be more efficient passes.
Sounds good. All right, let's move on to some gambling. Sound good?
Sounds good to me.
All right, let's look ahead to week one of the NFL season. And I think we're on the same boat here. Like, and I try to explain to people, like, you don't want to wait till Sunday to put your bets in, right? Because what's going to happen I do take that back. There's two games that I am going to wait till Sunday, maybe three. I am going to wait till Sunday because I think the money flow is going to go to the opposite direction that I want it to go in. Therefore, I'm going to get a better line. But let's start with the first game, and that's Houston and Kansas City. Right now, Kansas City at home -9. This is I truly believe Kansas City is going to win. I'm putting a lot more value on home field advantage this year, and I understand that there's no crowds in the stands. But just I think travel is going to be a bear for a lot of these guys. I mean, you know, Cynthia, they're not. Well, let me rewind. Cynthia, you know what time it is when these guys go away. Homie, no play no more. That is not going to, they're not allowed to leave the hotel. They are going to feel like they are in prison. They are going to be miserable. Usually when NFL players go away and they're on the road, it's like an escape for them. They get to get away. It's like their time. Now, nobody's going to be able to come into their rooms. They're not going to have visitors. They're going to be quarantined to the hotels. They're going to feel like they're in prison. I think road games are going to be a bear for a lot of these guys this season. So with that being said, I might even put more value on a home team. I might even put 4 or 5 points on a home team this year. But I'm curious, how are you handicapping this? Are you playing this game, the first game of the season?
So the first game of the season, my only problem with this first game is I really don't love the Texans offense, and I really don't know what to expect from them. I really don't. I mean, look, I love Deshaun Watson. I'm glad he got paid. I actually really, he's one of my favorite players in the league. I think he's amazing. I just don't understand their wide receivers. I don't understand what's going on with their running backs. So for me, I think all of these games in this first few weeks, I think they're going to be very low scoring overall. I think there are going to be a lot of penalties. I think we're going to see a lot of misfires on teams where there's new wide receivers, even from good quarterbacks. So teams like the Chiefs, who have a lot of continuity, and obviously you have Patrick Mahomes, too. This quarterback matchup's amazing, but you have Patrick Mahomes with his receivers that he's used to. That, to me, means that the Chiefs are going to be kind of normal Chiefs. And I think, I don't know what to expect from the Texans, so I think a lower scoring game just overall, slow everything down for everyone. I think that's a good key tip for how I would handle this game. Just low scoring. Chiefs win, lower than expected scoring game.
Over-under is at 54. Okay. I'll put some coin on that. And I'm with you. Like, you know, one thing I talked about when I opened up my show today, what are our realistic expectations for this season? I think defenses are going to far exceed what offenses are going to be able to do, because they just haven't had a lot of time and they haven't had a lot of practice. And it's a lot easier to try to tackle and decapitate somebody than it is to receive. I don't think they're going to be in quote unquote football shape. I don't think their bodies are going, they're going to take some time to get used to getting hit like that. A dude who's running like 25, 30 miles an hour at you. This is going to be a really interesting year. But with that being said, let's talk about the Cleveland Browns, Baltimore Ravens game. Ravens at home, -8. You know, I'm high on the Ravens. I got the Ravens going 16-0 if there is a 16 regular season game at 25-1. I think Cleveland has been decimated. I mean, they are an infirmary. I feel like every time I read something about the Cleveland Browns, there's another player going down. I love Baltimore. I'm not scared of the points. I'm taking Baltimore -8.
I think you're probably safe with that one. I think that one could be one of those games where you get the Lamar Jackson back in the groove. You want to see some passes, less rushing, more. Because realistically, the only thing that would stop them is if Lamar Jackson rushes the ball, or if they hand it off to J.K. Dobbins or Mark Ingram too much, right? Then it slows it down, and then you just don't get that kind of differential with the score. It's a lot harder to meet the differential. So that's the only kind of fear you have there. But ultimately, I think you're probably right. I think we see a much faster-paced Lamar Jackson out of the gates in this one.
Here's one that I really love, and that's the Philadelphia Eagles playing Washington in Washington, only having to give up 6. I'm on this now because I think by Sunday, I think this line is going to be up to 7, maybe 7.5 in some places.
Agreed, completely. The more you get like news about, I mean, I'm surprised it's still there, because without Adrian Peterson, the perception and the, you know, everything, I think it's going to get bid down, like, you know, or bid up rather, bid to a bigger number very soon.
Here's another one I really love, and that's the Buffalo Bills -6.5 at home against the Jets. The Jets having to go on the road. I had Bill Barnwell on the show earlier. I don't understand how and maybe you're on Bill's side. I don't like I see this Bills team. I see what they did in free agency. They have arguably one of the best secondaries in the NFL. They've got a great defense. They've got a great head coach. They add Stephon Diggs. Zach Moss is going to be a beast back there with Singleton. Like, they're stacked, man. They're stacked. And they have continuity. Now they're home week one against a Jets team that is just subpar offensive line. No wide receivers. Lev Bell, not great. No defense. Like, how's this line 6.5, Cynthia?
I mean, I think it's probably a matter of, you know, perception, right? There probably hasn't, that's probably not a, like people always in the beginning of the season, people get real excited about a few teams like the Cowboys, right? So those numbers will be more accurate. So you got to find these ones that further out, you know, during the week, that number's going to change for sure. But right now they just, you know, I think maybe Bills fans, they got to wait for after the Kentucky Derby. Then once they're done with the Derby, then they're going to be like, oh, Bills, I'm going to go put my money on that.
Okay.
It's a flow thing, not a.
All right, the two lines that I'm gonna wait and not touch until game day, because I think the flow is going to benefit me. Saints at home -3.5 against the Tampa Bay Bucks. Everybody now, oh, Leonard Fournette now with the Bucks. Oh no, they're gonna win the Super Bowl. Oh, okay, they're not even gonna win the division, dude. So the Saints right now -3.5. That was -4 until the news broke with Leonard Fournette. I think at kickoff, this is going to go down to 3, maybe 2.5, because I think all the public money is going to go on, oh, Tom Brady with the Bucks. So, go. Spend your money, everybody. Put your money on the Bucks. Say that they're going to win the Super Bowl. Think that they're going to win week one. Better for me. The other game that I really like as well is the Rams. At home, getting 2.5. I think people are sleeping on the Rams. The Dallas Cowboys having to travel all the way out west week one. And the Rams, I think this line, Dallas Cowboys, America's team, Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, they're going to win the Super Bowl this year. Again, they're not even going to win the division. Eagles are going to win the division. So the Rams, I think that line's going to go up to +3, maybe +3.5 at kickoff. Agree or disagree?
Agreed. Totally agree.
That's it? Agree? Okay, Cynthia, great having you on the show.
Honestly, that one, look, I told you, the Cowboys fans, that I'm telling you, like they're avid. They come early and often, right? So they are always going to have that's always going to be something to look at, right? Like watch it on a Tuesday, watch it on a Wednesday, watch it on a Thursday, see how it moves. you'll see exactly when those Cowboys fans coming from wherever, because, you know, there's lots of them all over the place, right? So you got to see when they're kind of figuring out when they're placing their bets, and then you can place yours accordingly. And I think you've nailed it.
I love you. I appreciate you. So funny.
You have to do it.
Here's the thing. Every now and then I want you to disagree with me, right? Like, I want you to be like, Anita, you're crazy. You're wrong. You're just wrong. And then it'll be better radio. But at the same time.
I call it like I see it, but I need you to pick a Derby horse for it. Or if you want me to tell you which one I'm happy to.
How are you playing this race?
I want to look at the number 16 gate. That'd be Honor AP. That's my favorite.
Honor AP.
Mm-hmm. So
okay, why?
So sired by Honor Code, won the Santa Anita Derby. You got to ask your guy, Rob, see if he likes it too. I think there's a really good, like, you know, some of the metrics in terms of speed and the past performance ratings, that he has some things going for him in that regard. The bloodline's amazing. So that's the one I'm going with.
Okay. How much money are you putting down on it?
You know, I work for the NFL, so I do not put anything. It's all fun for me.
So wait a minute.
I work for the NFL, Anita. You know that.
I know. No, I know that. I'm a little taken back because you work for the NFL. You can't, I understand you not being able to gamble on football, but
since the football season has started already. You are not allowed to step foot inside of anything where anything like that might be taking place ever. You know, I think you actually turn to dust if you do it. Like, they don't even need to track us. We just turn to dust if we even try.
You just disappear. Just like that.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's the thing. Tis the Law is the horse that's favored. And he ran in the Travers. I put my money on Uncle Buck. In the Travers, or Uncle Chuck in the Travers. I thought that Uncle Chuck would upset Tis the Law. Tis the Law just dominated. I mean, even to the point where, like, when his jockey asked for more, it was effortless. And the entire time he ran, his ears were up, which apparently, from what I understand, means that they're showboating. It's not even like they're having, it's not even like they're digging deep. So what that tells me is that Tis the Law went up against a number of the horses that he's going to be racing today and didn't even get to fifth gear, like beat them handedly in
now
fourth gear.
Anita, named after you, like the Santa Anita Derby. Guess who won that one? Tis was in it, but guess who won it?
Honor AP.
Uh-huh.
So here's the thing. I'm playing Tis the Law to win, but I am putting Honor AP. I'll play some exactas and trifectas, and I'm going to have Honor AP in it. Here's two other horses that I like. Okay. Yep. Max Player.
Yep.
And New York Traffic. I think New York Traffic is going to make some noise.
Okay. They're all right next to each other, I think. New York Traffic, Honor AP, and Tiz are like 15, 16, 17.
I'll tell you who could have really, this is who I loved coming into this race was Art Collector, but he withdrew because he nicked his paw. His hoof?
Yeah.
He nicked his hoof during, while he was training. Anyway. All right. Well, I will be thinking about you while I watch this race at 7 o'clock. And if Honor AP wins, I will give you a huge shout out and lots of props on social media.
I mean, it should be fun either way. And we have our fantasy draft. So, you know, get right. You should be preparing for that as well.
Yeah, but wait, that's not till Sunday night.
It's Monday night. But
oh,
yeah,
Sunday.
You
know, but you Monday night.
You got to get it ready, you know? You got to get everything all...
I'm ready. But which, by the way, I've got a bone to pick with Michael Fabiano, one of your coworkers over there at the NFL Network. He sets a draft for Sunday night. It's Labor Day weekend at 9 o'clock. Do you think I'm going to be sober at 9 o'clock on Sunday night? I am not.
You can A-B test it, right? What do you do better? Are you better draft or sober or not sober? Because you could have a better team. You never know.
I'm going to be drafting in some pool with my bathing suit on. Anyway, Cindy, always a pleasure having you on. Excited, thrilled, blessed that you are with us for another NFL season on Saturdays. And good luck with the Kentucky Derby tonight.
Thank you. Have so much fun. I'll talk to you next week.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.